So nice to have you guys. Hey, do you know what an advance team is? You ever heard that before? You know, like when a dignitary, a president, or someone travels somewhere, not the usual place, they send an advance team, a team of people, to go and prepare the way, to make sure everything's all set. You know, the air conditioning's on, the lights are on, security is tight. And so they have an advance team that does that sort of thing. They go out and get the work done sort of ahead of time, and then they come back and they report everything is cool, ready to go. You know, we have an advance team here at church. Did you know that? Today we're celebrating around the Lord's table, where everybody is welcome later in our service today. And we had an advance team. Unless did you set up this table this morning? Did you do that, Brent? I'm pretty sure you did. You sure you didn't? Danae, did you help? You did it. No, we have an advance team. We have Joan O'Neill, especially, is one who does this, along with many others, Ruth Traber and some others. Who else helps you out, Joan? Roseanne? Yes, and some others. And sometimes they're helping baking our world's most famous communion bread, or they're setting up the table. And Joan and her mom before her has been our advance team for communion for many, many years. And so we take advantage of that. We're so grateful for that because we don't have to do it. Someone else does. Well, did you know that Jesus had an advance team? Do you know who's on it? You! That's right, you are. And so just to practice today, I have a little job for you. You up for it? Now, I would go do it, but I'm going to send you first. Do you mind? And I want you to listen to the instructions carefully, and it's going to take all three of you to figure this out. And don't hurt yourself, and it's not a contest. Okay. I have a special treat for you in a plastic bag in my iPad case. In the balcony, on the chair, by Miss Jean. It's in the side pouch of my carry bag. Now, I don't want you to open the bag, but I want you to grab the plastic bag and bring it down here. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Do I have to pray first? Yes, I do. Dear God, thank you for making these children part of your advance team today. Keep them safe. Don't let them trip each other. And bring down the goodies. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, go. Not a race. Not a race. This is a great time to fill out that welcome card. You could use the official Cold Spring Church pen in front of you. And take the pen with you when you leave. We've got a billion of them. And if you would like, you could also fill out a prayer card now, perhaps while you're waiting for the children to come down. And when you're done completing that red welcome card and that green prayer card, just leave them at your seat when you leave today. You don't have to put it in the offering plate if you don't want to, but just leave them and we will collect them at the end. I hear noise. I'm not sure what it could be. I'm wondering.
Did you need the pouch?
No, not the pouch. No, just the bag. Thanks, Jane. Brent, I see Brent is coming down an alternate route. Very, very creative. Very creative. Danae is here. She's got backup. Brent, you're pretty much caught up. That's so amazing. That's the long bag. No, just kidding. Okay, that's right. Okay, that's good. Yeah, that was hard work, huh? You know, it's tough being on an advance team. First of all, you got to know where you're going. Because I gave you directions, right? But you had to figure out how to go. And I'm so glad all of you followed each other up, going up the back balcony stairway up there. And you saw Miss Jane up there and the organ. And you saw the chair where the bag was on. Everything sort of lined up. And then coming back, I noticed Brent took a different route back. Because he wanted to get up here before you guys, because you're moving way too slow. So good job for you, Brent. All right. So, but sometimes Jesus sends us out to do things. And we know sort of the general direction. We know what we're supposed to do when we get there. But getting there is kind of a challenge. You know, we may need to take a bus. We may need to get a ride. We may need to ask somebody's help along the way. But Jesus gives us stuff to do every day. And if we pay attention and just say, God, what do you want me to do for you today? I am open for business. And then maybe God will give you a hint. He'll speak to your spirit inside.
Are those lollipops?
I don't know yet. And so we have a spirit inside of us that God placed there when we were created. And that spirit wants to be connected to God's spirit. And as we pay attention to that, as we grow older and more, and we follow him every day, and we get help from good adults like those around us and your caregivers and your parents and great-great-grandparents, that you get help along the way so that when God sends us out each day as his advance team, we'll do exactly what he wants us to do. And we get to come back and share the treats. That's what we do on Sunday. This is the time for the God's people in a community to gather and celebrate what God has done during the week and to get ready to be sent out again. So that's why we have a gathering hymn to sing first. We just sang that. Let all things now living. We just sang that. It's the gathering hymn together. And then our final hymn today is going to be our sending hymn. And so we're gathered and sent out because all of us are on God's advance team. So you really want to know what's in the back?
Yeah, lollipop.
Oh, Brent, you are just too smart for Pastor Kevin.
I can already see that.
Yeah, it's not a great bag, is it? You know, I need to come up with some better bags like magicians have.
I want that one.
So you never know. You want that one?
Yeah.
You're pretty definite about that. All right, so you want to go first?
This one.
Okay. You know, that was my favorite. Okay, no, it certainly wasn't. Here you go. We got some different colors here, different ones for everybody. Do you have any friends? No friends at all?
I have a brother.
Yeah, there you go.
I have another grandma.
Do you have a grandma?
Yeah.
No kidding. Okay.
I got another brother.
How about you?
Two fun uncles.
Two fun uncles? Okay, well, good. I think you ought to make them share that. All right, wait, before you go, let's just offer a word of gladness and thanks for everything God has done. And we'll thank him for these great lollipops today. Dear God, thank you for putting us on your team and for sometimes sending us out ahead each day so that we might love you and others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks a lot.